Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I am your pastor of the day. This is the time of year we call Advent, and if you're not familiar with Advent, you may question what it means. The term Advent is an English version of the Latin word Adventus, meaning coming. The season of Advent, therefore, anticipates the coming of the Christ, or Messiah, the Promised One, the Savior of mankind. The birth of Jesus brings hope into a world that is hopeless. When Adam sinned and sin entered into creation, God made a promise. In Genesis 3:15, he said that he would send a Savior who would crush the head of the serpent that had deceived Eve and Adam. For thousands of years, God's people cherished that promise. They hoped and prayed for the coming of the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the one whose personal sacrifice would eventually redeem them from their sin. And that promise was fulfilled on Christmas Day when Jesus was born. For Advent, there is a wreath that contains five candles, known as the Advent wreath. Three of these candles are purple, and one is pink, and the center one is white. The outside candles represent the 4 weeks of Advent leading up to Christmas Eve. Each week, a different candle is lit, representing the themes of hope, peace, joy, and love. The center candle is lit on Christmas Eve, and it is a Christ candle. It is only fitting that the first candle of the Advent wreath represents hope. The first Sunday of Advent not only leads us to the anticipation of the birth of Christ, but celebrate the beginning of the Advent season. The first candle is purple, the primary color of Advent, and the color symbolizing royalty, sometimes called the prophecy candle. The first candle harkens us back to Isaiah's foretelling of the birth of Christ and all the promises God gave us in the Old Testament that will be fulfilled by the birth of Jesus. The second candle in the Advent wreath represents peace. Like the first candle, it is also purple. It's often called the Bethlehem candle. The second Advent candle reminds us of Mary and Joseph's journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem before Mary gave birth to Jesus. Building on the meaning of the prophecy candle, that there might be finally peace on earth, Jesus is coming, and so is his kingdom of peace. The third candle of Advent symbolizes joy. We continue to approach Christmas Day and the third Sunday of Advent, which the church calls Gaudet Sunday, meaning rejoice or praise. We light the third candle, and we rejoice like the shepherds who journeyed to see Jesus in Bethlehem. They were there even before the wise men. And for this reason, the third candle of Advent is called the shepherd's candle. And it's also colored pink, which is the liturgical color for joy. The fourth candle of Advent represents love, the ultimate love of God that he might send his only son for us. Called the angel's candle, the fourth candle of Advent is lit the Sunday before Christmas, and its color is purple, leading us to eagerly await the new kingdom of God on earth. That leads us to Christmas Eve and our candlelight service. The four candles are lit along with the center candle, signifying the birth of Jesus as our Savior. The room lights are extinguished, and the flame from the Christ candle is passed to each individual for their candles, signifying that he has come for each and every one of them. A hymn is sung, and all depart. The next day, Christmas, we celebrate the birthday of our Savior. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I've been your pastor of the day.